one thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah.
The life of every Babylonian must be centered around this image of gold. Of course, that was when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego took a stand and said, we're not going to do it.
1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Get more insight about prayer as Pastor Chris teaching on the subject of prayer and its practicality. Be inspired as you want.
Prayer isn't something new. Prayer is something that man has been acquainted with from the earliest, from the very beginning. The desire to communicate with God. And for us, you'd realize that since you've been born again, you have known about prayer. In fact, some of you were even praying before you were born again. You were like Cornelius. You were not born again, but you were praying. But thank God you found out, like he did, about Jesus. But as you study in the scriptures, prayer starts having a different level of importance to you. You start discovering it's more than just communicating with God. It's a generic term that covers so many things. The beautiful thing is the scriptures make them plain to us. No wonder Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. They ought always to pray. Men ought to pray. Ought to pray. Think about it. They ought always to pray. So, it is something that God built within the human system. Not only should he desire to pray, he should pray. So prayer is not the response of the weakling. Prayer is not the response of the man or woman who has no solution. Prayer is a solution. So when you're praying, you're not doing nothing, you're doing something. So I'm just going to show you a few thoughts around here on the subject. Number one, through prayer or in prayer, we implore the mercy of God. See, we implore the mercy of God. We invoke
the mercy of God through prayer. Such that if we deserved some form of repercussions, if we deserved some form of judgment for our action, if we deserved some kind of condemnation for our behavior, we can have the mercy of God in prayer. And we can pray for others. And the mercy of God can be extended to them. So in prayer, we implore the mercy of God. Hallelujah. Number two, our minds focus in prayer on the spiritual. You see, when we want to pray, suddenly we realize we're talking to a spirit being. We're not talking to another man. And immediately, we cease to rely on our senses to make that communication. We're not thinking of something we want to touch. We're not thinking about some man we want to reach. Suddenly, we go within us, from our inside, beginning with the focusing of our minds. We take our minds away from there, and the other, and we try to focus on the spiritual. So here's something that prayer does for us. It gets our minds focused on the spiritual. And that's a good thing. Why? Because man is primarily a spirit. And the more you attend to your actual nature, your original nature, the better. You set your mind on what you really are, a spirit. And you know what that means. You know what that means. When you can focus on the spiritual, it means that you are ready to play in the realm of the spiritual. You're ready to function in the realm of the spiritual. You're ready to participate. Hallelujah. Mante cobra gade heskis. Number three, our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God. You see, our minds are focused on the spiritual. Then our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God. That happens in prayer. Your spirit is stirred, activated, especially when you pray in tongues, right? Says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. My spirit prayeth. Hallelujah. And that is so important because, think about it. First, my mind is focused on the spiritual. And then my spirit is there to contact the Spirit of God. What's happening with me there? What's happening with me there? Something like you got in the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse number 3. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Look at the next verse. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Partakers. Koinonos means associates. associates, sharers, participators. What best is associate, comrades. That's koinonos. Says, of the divine nature, not the best translation given divine nature, not the best there, because in the Greek is theos phusios. And it actually means God kind. Means God kind. Do you get it? Like you say mankind. See, God kind. So what Peter is telling you here is that by these promises that he gave, he's brought you to become an associate of the God kind. That is amazing. That means that you've been brought into the membership of a heavenly pantheon. Because Jesus said, ye are gods. So this is a heavenly pantheon. Comrades of the God kind. And that's why, that's what makes the King James rendering possible. Now, I don't mean that's what gave them the rendering. I'm saying that the rendering in the King James is actually subject to the rendering I just gave you. To the actual meaning of the verse. The actual meaning of the verse is that you are associates of the God kind. But so when it says that you're partakers of the divine nature, it is because you are associates of the God kind. That's why you are partakers of the divine nature. Are you getting what I'm telling you? So they looked at it from the lesser side. I mean the translators of the KJV.
Hallelujah.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah.
Wow, wow. So through my spirit, see, imagine something is happening. I don't like it. I'm not so good about it. I don't feel so good about it. So what do? I turn my mind on God in prayer. That means right now I'm beginning to think of the spiritual. Then my spirit through prayer is in contact with the Spirit of God. So what am I about to do? I'm about to play from the divine realm. I'm about to participate in the divine experience. Do you get it? So I'm about to act like a God because Jesus said, I am. So I cannot cry and fall back regret and feel like I'm a victim. I can't act the victim now. You see it? Because I participate in the divine experience. I'm a partaker of the divine nature. There's a divine nature. Theos phusios. The God kind. I'm of the God kind. I'm of the God kind. See, I was of the mankind. But when I was born again, I became of the God kind. Are you getting it? So when you are feeling dejected and trampled on and feeling like you're a victim, then you are playing the mankind. But you gotta play the God kind, brother. Hallelujah. And that we do through prayer. So that's what all the churches of Christ should have done in 2020. Well, thank God we stayed most of them to get to do it. And things began to change. See? But had they known it, instead of shutting down and running out, looking for where to hide from COVID, and looking for the mask to keep them from being contaminated or infected, they were supposed to just wise up and say, who's king around here? associates of the God kind. Hallelujah. Then it's okay. Now we gotta play in the heavenly realms. You see it? Because they're trying to class you with all humans. Ha. You remember when Pilate said to Jesus, "You don't want to answer me? Don't you know I am the governor? I have the power to set you free or to condemn you to death." Jesus, that hadn't said anything all the while, he was like this. They asked him questions, he said nothing. And then Pilate started pissing around him. "Do you know who I am? I am Pilate. I have the power of Caesar. I can set you free or I can take your life." Once he said that, Jesus, he couldn't take it anymore. That's when he raised his head. He said, "You don't have any power over me at all." It was time to reply. Tell somebody there's a time to reply. Hallelujah. Sit down. That's when the master replied, "So you don't have any power over me at all." Then he practically said, "I forgive you," because he said, "Those who brought me here are the ones that are more guilty." He didn't want to have any problem with me. It was like, "You are too small," you know? Hallelujah. And then Pilate got confused. Praise God. So in prayer, our spirits are stirred to contact the Spirit of God, right? Number four, in prayer, we bless. Bless. We bless. To bless is to offer thanks. All right? When you bless God, have you ever blessed God? You bless God by thanking Him. When you bless in prayer, you're doing something. A blessing to God offers thanks. Whereas when you bless men, you are conferring on them the benefits of the God to whom you give thanks. In prayer, we bless. Giving thanks is praising God. How many times, that old song in the psalm, "I will bless thee, O Lord," right? I will, but then they don't. So we would sing the song, "I will bless thee, O Lord." I mean, we sang that song for many, many years. "I will bless thee, O Lord, with the hands of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, I will bless thee." When are you going to bless? I will. There's a difference between "thank you" and "I will thank you." Right? I will bless thee. So, I bless. Right? So I bless. Bless. So in prayer, we bless. We offer thanks, praise. Number five. In prayer, we prophesy. We prophesy. I said something about that yesterday, right? And I said that prophecy is twofold. One is to speak forth, and the other one is to foretell. Right? Yes. But in prayer, we prophesy. What am I saying to you? Don't let your prayer be limited. All right? Look at number one, what prayer offers you. Number two, number three, number four. You see it? And then look at this is number five. In prayer, we prophesy. Remember, he said this. That's why until you are doing this, you have not utilized the power, benefits of prayer. Remember what he said. In the last days, said God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The first response from the Spirit being poured out is what? Prophecy. I'll pour out my spirit. Some versions will say I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And the response is prophecy. So, why would you not prophesy? In your prayer. In your prayer. Become inspired. That's why you set your mind. You focus your mind on the spiritual. Now, carnally minded people don't set their mind on the spiritual. They don't do that. They are the ones that pray such prayers as, you say, come and pray over this, say, plus God minus devil. Amen. They have prayed. Because they have no vocabulary to talk to God. That is their own prayer. Plus God minus devil. Amen. Is that prayer? No, sir. They don't know what to say to God. They're carnally minded.
Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia, Christ Embassy Church Junction, beside Tech Road Petrol Station, Kotsumanjai. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 266-3231 or 261-4565 or 359-3454 or plus 220-266-3231 or plus 220-261-4565 or plus 220-359-3454 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.
Hallelujah.
So in prayer, you become what? Inspired. Inspired. We shared a verse yesterday where he says, be filled with the Spirit. All right? And we said it's supposed to continue. Be being filled with the Spirit. Always filled with the Spirit. not sometimes. And if you're that way, then your prayer life will be enriched with prophecy, where you speak forth God's word, and then you foretell the future. Listen, you better do it, because if you don't, some others will release a future that they create for you. You are responsible for your future. You have to know that. And then, as an individual, you have to know it. How your life goes depends a lot on you. And then the churches of God must also recognize that as a church, we have a responsibility to determine what happens in our communities. We have to realize this. And that's why our prayer life must be different from the ordinary. So when we're coming together for prayer, we must know that as we're coming together for prayer, we are also coming together to prophesy. We are coming together to determine the future of our city, of our country, and of our world. Oh, remember again those scriptures I shared with you. In Hebrews chapter 11, let's read from verse 1 to verse 3. Look at those verses again and understand. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is calling real that which you have hoped for. He says, have you seen it in your hope? Have you determined what you want? He says, faith means calling it real. Faith is the title deed, the evidence of unseen realities. You have hoped. You have pictured it. Faith is calling it real. Faith is taking a hold of it with your spirits. The title deed. I have the title deed. You said, do you have that land? Is that land yours? I say, yes. You said, do you have evidence? I say, I have the title deed. I don't have to go and carry the land. I don't have to show you anything. I show you the title deed. Do I have the title deed? I say, yes. I was authorized. I was authorized. Have you ever seen such power, such grace, such glory, where someone gives you a check and says to you, fill in what you want? Not only that, I mean, think about it. You just fill in whatever it is you want. That's a blank check from God. From Jesus Christ. And he says, son, fill the dotted lines. Write the title deed. I can write it. He says, I've already signed the document. Just write. Lord, sign? Yeah. When was it signed? He says, when the Holy Ghost came into your heart to live there, that was the seal. Did you get it? That's the seal. It's been signed. Fill it. I say, how am I supposed to do it? How am I supposed to do it? I told you already. He says, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. So as I speak, as I declared, I am writing it. I am writing it. I am writing it. in the spirit. I am writing it. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. As a brother, my heart indicted a good matter. I am composing a good matter. I am composing it. Shout amen, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You see, if you have not been doing that, then you see why things have somehow been difficult. Because you didn't fill in the blanks. Sit down. Remember, the Holy Ghost is the seal. And what's more, for you to know that part of it has already been done, he says the Holy Ghost is the down payment. Is the earnest payment. Is the earnest. That's the down payment. So part of that thing has been done by putting the seal. It's been signed. Feel it. Use your tongue to write. Hallelujah. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. He says, look at it. Put out Hebrews 11. We're still on it. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. I want to obtain a good report. Don't you want a good report? I want to have a good report. And that good report, it says they got it by faith. By the actions of faith. By the life of faith. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Now, look at the next one. It's so big. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, aeons, the eras, Noah's day. When is it? In the days of Noah. That's what he's talking about. The days. Their days were framed. That's the word translated worlds there. Worlds is aeon. Their eras, their course of life. Their days, the days of Moses. So when you think about what were the days of Pastor Landry like? In the days of Pastor Joseph, in the days. In the days. How will it be written? How will it be written? How will that be written? In the days of Pastor Diola, there, you know, in the days. Pastor Tony, are you getting it? Well, in the days of Pastor Tony. Listen, the elders obtained a good report. What's your story going to be? Look, the apostles and us too read of the elders like David, Jephthah, even Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Elijah, and so on. But if that's where it stopped, wouldn't have been helpful to us. Then we saw Peter, James, Paul, you know? That's wonderful. These children that are growing up, are they supposed to look at us as wimps? And then Junior is standing near Daddy, and Junior is saying to Daddy, where is the God of Elijah?
Not good enough, my brother.
We have to bring the God of Elijah to our day. Do you get what I'm telling you? It's not good enough. When Junior has to ask you, where is the God of Paul? It's not okay. It's not okay. For me, that was not going to be okay. Manke raba takayaba. That was not going to be okay for me. Wasn't going to be okay for me. I said, oh God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, that I might show your glory to this generation. Manta Karabasea. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I was very young when I began to learn of Jesus Christ. But I made up my mind that if I was going to follow this thing, it had to be true. It had to be provable. It had to work. Because I was too young to let my life go in the wrong direction. If I was going to follow this thing. And it wasn't okay. Then I was in jeopardy. The question was it true? Was it dependable? In my spirit, I just knew it was true. I was young, but I listened so much at home to all the preaching of the Bible, in church. Then my grandfather talked a lot to me. I asked questions. I asked a lot of questions. And I thought, this must be true. It's worth believing. But if I believe it, I must follow it. But I must follow it wholeheartedly. No half measures. But the question was, if I got that committed to God, would he be committed to me? In other words, will he fail? What if he did? Wasn't sure, much sure of that. But the day came, where I'll never forget, when he says, I am with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. God was there. God was there. He heard me. God was there. God was there. When I got up from that chair, I was different forever. I was changed forever. I would never be the same. I was set. I knew one thing. He was dependable. Okay, so I was glad about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is his memorial forever. I was glad about the God of David and Solomon, and so on, and the prophets. I was glad about the God of the apostles, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he's described in the New Testament. But now, he had become my God. And that meant bringing him from history to now. He had to come out. If you recall, if you were with us some years ago, it was one of those reasons. You know, the titles that I give, they're not empty. So we had a camp meeting years ago, and the theme was Beyond the Written Pages. What year was that, you remember? Probably 89 or 90, somewhere, one of those early years, 92, not 92, so it would be 89, 90, somewhere. You think it's 89 or 90, somewhere there. All right, they will remember it shortly. But that's how old that topic was, right? Beyond the written pages. So I thought, we're taking Christ beyond the written pages. Christ alive in me 24 hours a day. So you understand, these things I'm sharing with you, they're not just starting. How many years ago it was 1990? How many years would that be? What? 32 years. If it has worked for 32 years, it will always work. That's coming close to how long Jesus lived here. 33, and he changed the whole world. So he thought that 33 years would be enough to prove. If it works for 33 years, it will work always. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I said, beyond the written pages, I figured we had to take him from the book to the everyday of our lives. Hallelujah. You're still there? Number 6. In prayer, we speak mysteries. Mysteries. Oh. I wish you would understand the glory of this. Did you ever read in your Bible what it says about Solomon? Solomon was so graced by God, he was given wisdom, as the Bible tells us. God made Solomon wise. Did you ever read it? God made him wise. And I want to read something to you, what the Bible says. 1 Kings chapter 4, I'm reading to you from verse 29. Now the Septuagint says that the wisdom that God gave to Solomon is phronesis. All right? Phronesis. That's practical wisdom. All right, but let's read from verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart. Even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men. Ah, stop. That is something. Now, everybody in the world didn't know Solomon. It wasn't everybody who knew him. But God knew everybody. And all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And the author of this word, the Holy Ghost, who knew everybody, told us what some people in the world didn't know. He said Solomon was wiser than all men. Didn't matter what they thought. Come on now, come on. Did you get it? Oh, there might have been some people who challenged whatever he said and from wherever they were. If they heard Solomon said it, and they said, what? That's nonsense. I'm wiser than Solomon. God says it doesn't matter what they thought. He says Solomon was wiser than all men, period. That is amazing.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia, Christ Embassy Church, beside Tech World Petrol Station, Kutumanjai. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 266-3231 or 261-4565 or 359-3454 or +220-266-3231 or +220-261-4565 or +220-359-3454 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.